Some of the worst fires in California are near the popular and now evacuated mountain resort area of Lake Arrowhead. The winds have helped push walls of flame to 200 feet. Reporter Alex Cohen of member station KQED was on the scene yesterday and joins me now from nearby Redlands, California. Good morning.
Good morning.
Firefighters describe the fire around Lake Arrowhead as particularly fierce. What makes it so difficult to fight?
Well, Bob, it was a pretty fierce and intense fire. Yesterday, just before dawn, the fire actually leapt across Highway 18. That's a road that firefighters had hoped would protect the Lake Arrowhead area. At that time, all firefighters could do was get in their trucks, roll up their windows, and wait for the flames to pass over them. Later in the day, crews say that winds up there got to about 70 miles per hour, and that also made the fires incredibly unpredictable. Another problem up here is the abundance of fuel. Millions of trees that have been killed by bark beetles, and they go up in flames pretty quickly. Last but not least, there's no electricity. There's been no power up here since Saturday, so it's been very hard to see at night and really tricky to get through the small, windy roads in this tiny resort town.
What's the damage in the area so far?
So far, more than 300 homes have been destroyed by the fire. Most of these homes are on the eastern side of the lake in an area called Cedar Glen. Yesterday, as I drove up Highway 18 in the afternoon, you could see that the fires had pretty much ravaged everything on the way up to Lake Arrowhead from the south. Everything was charred and black. There were tiny fires burning throughout the hillside. They looked like small campfires. Miraculously, there were a few homes that were still intact along the way. Others, however, were completely burnt to the ground with nothing left standing except maybe a brick chimney here and there.
Have most people been evacuated from Lake Arrowhead?
Most people have left the area. Most of them left over the weekend. And since then, pretty much the only people who have been up in the area are fire crews and a couple of reporters. But there are some people who just absolutely refuse to leave their homes. People in Lake Arrowhead really love the life that they have up there, and they just don't want to leave it no matter what's going on.
The people who leave, what do they take with them?
Everyone that I talked to said when that moment comes, you really go for the things that are important to you in your heart, not so much the things that are important to you monetarily. I spoke to one woman who lives on the northern side of the lake who thought she was going to be safe, but yesterday things changed a bit. She wound up having to evacuate at the last minute, wasn't prepared at all, had no clothes on her except the clothes she was wearing. But the things that she saved to her were the things that were most important to her, like her kids' drawings that they did. She's actually a teacher at the elementary school, and she stored them in the kiln at the school because she thought they'd be safe from the fires there.
Have people up there dealt with these fires before, or are these newer residents?
It's a mixture, really. There are people who've been there their entire lives who said that they're familiar with these fires, they've come to expect them, but all of them have said they've never seen anything quite as bad as this. There are others who are more recent immigrants to the area, so to speak, and they've also known, a lot of them have been complaining, saying they knew that the bark beetle infestation has been a problem for a really long time. They've called on their local leaders to do something about it, but they said sadly nothing was done, and now it's too late, and many of them no longer have homes.
Alex Cohen with member station KQED is in Redlands, California.